The views and opinions expressed by the Should They Watch It podcast are those of two moms who happen to be a registered play therapist and a voice actor for cartoons. So while they may feel their opinions come from a knowledgeable place, they are still, in fact, just opinions. Should They Watch It? A podcast that takes the task of reviewing your kids' favorite shows off your to-do list. Hi, and welcome to the Should They Watch It podcast. I'm Kara Edwards.
And I'm Laura Orr.
And today we are going superhero style.
We sure are. Are you ready?
Do it. I don't even remember what the tune is. There's no words.
It's not. I don't think they tried very hard to have an intro song this time. It's more just, let's just have superhero noise.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
Super stuff. Because today we are going to be talking about super pups.
Yes, we are. And we also have a guest.
We're so excited to have a guest.
Yes, we are. So to directly quote this gem of a movie that we reviewed this week, I'm sorry, this gem of a show that we reviewed this week, there's no time for lollygagging, so let's get crack-a-lackin'.
Oh, wow.
And let's introduce our guest.
Wow.
That's one of the many amazing quotes.
From Super Pups.
So our guest today is the co-host of the I Can't Mom Today podcast. She is also a mother to four-year-old Baker. Please welcome Heather Toon.
Heather.
Hi.
Thank you so much.
I didn't know
much.
We were writing down quotes. I would have written some down.
I know, right? Believe me, this show is full of the quotes. This show has so much to talk about. So Heather, Laura, and I often joke that she will come in here with like 6-7 pages of notes on every show, and I will have like 5 sentences.
Yep.
So I think it's important, Heather, that you understand that you've chosen a show that I literally came in here with pages.
Oh, yes.
Ooh. Not that they're organized, but I definitely was, the whole time I was watching it, I was just like, I gotta write that down. I just had a thought. I had another thought. I had so much. I am so glad you chose this show.
I am so glad as well. This show, I think, took me on a journey.
Yeah, it did.
A journey I do not regret, in fact. I feel like a changed woman after watching this.
Yes.
I really do.
So
I love it.
I'm super curious, Heather. What made you choose Super Pups for the show to review?
I think it was because it was new and Baker already hadn't beaten it to death yet. So we had only watched 2 episodes and it was kind of on the back burner for me. Like, you know, while I was doing other things, I was like, okay, whatever. We'll do this one. Cause I didn't want to do one that has like 16 seasons and pass.
Right. Yes. Yeah. This is a very brief, show. So far, it only has 1 season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 10 episodes, and you can find it on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, and so we'll dive in a little bit more to Super Pups. But before we do, Heather, I thought we could learn a little bit more about you.
Oh, okay.
So why don't you start by telling us, what were your favorite shows to watch as a kid?
I think I was the typical girl growing up. I was trying to think about this earlier, and one of the movies that was something that went from when I was really young to probably like 13, 16, I don't know, kind of older, was The Last Unicorn. That was my favorite movie.
Oh,
and it still
is
like really good. It's kind of creepy looking back on it. I was like, why did I like this so much?
I totally remember The Last Unicorn.
I never saw it. What's it about?
Oh, it's about The Last Unicorn. There's this
one
unicorn.
About The Last Unicorn.
She's in like this traveling circus, and they have to go to this house because the Red Bull got all the unicorns, and they have to fight off the Red Bull, and it's a lot.
Ooh.
It's really interesting. It's kind of creepy though. Also,
is it a cartoon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you like about it?
I don't know. I think unicorn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you throw the word rainbow or unicorn or princess or mermaid in the title of a show, I think that's going to grab most young girls for sure.
For sure.
Were there any famous voices in that one?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. I think there are. There's definitely one that, let me Google this, because I know there is one, the person that, the main female character, not the unicorn, was I think Mia Farrow actually may have done the unicorn.
What? God, you remember so much more about this than I do.
I know.
I watched it a lot. I still haven't VHS tape.
Okay, I absolutely remember watching it, but I can't remember any of the details.
You have the VHS tape?
Mia Farrow did the unicorn. Then Jeff Bridges was in it. Alan Arkin, Christopher Lee, Angela Lansbury. Y'all, go watch it.
Okay, Laura, this may be something we have to review in the future to see if it can, how it holds up today.
Heather,
if it can even be found.
I hope so. I hope it can be found. Heather, you're giving us so many gifts.
I think you can find it on Prime. If not, if you have an old VHS, I think I still have mine. I'm almost positive I do.
Okay.
I love that you still have a VHS.
I was going to say, you may still have the VHS, but does anyone have the player?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have mine.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You just became our hero.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't used it in probably 10 years, but yeah.
It's just sitting in storage.
Whoa.
Yep, sitting in my basement, collecting dust. Oh, man.
That teenage baker is going to have his mind blown when you bring that thing out. Like, this is what TV was.
Ancient technology.
Yeah. This is what TV was when we were...
Yeah.
When I was your age.
We didn't have remotes.
Exactly. We had to go walk up to the TV and turn the knobs ourselves.
And adjust the antenna on the top and stand in just the right place.
Yeah.
Did y'all have a VCR that you had to push down on top?
Like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. And it broke eventually and you had to like put something heavy on it.
My favorite thing to tell my son is I'm like, I have been around so long that he'll come in and watch me record stuff. And I'm like, I've been around so long that when I started, I needed a razor blade and tape. Oh. And he's always like, what? And then I have to explain the whole thing. And yeah.
Wait, did you really?
Yeah, no, I started on reel to reel.
What? Wow.
That's how old I am. Is my first gig at ABC Radio Networks was we were recording on reel to reel and splicing the tape together to create our promos. That's how we edited was with a razor blade.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was little, I used to roll my eyes at this, at something that adults would do. But now I myself do it because it's so fun, is just talking about like how things have changed.
Oh, everything's so different.
Yeah. When I was your age is one of the funnest things to say.
Especially
now.
It's why you have children.
Exactly. Just to
life was so hard. You had to use 10 cans to communicate.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. So what do you watch when Baker's asleep? What's mom watching?
Oh, all kinds of things. Have you seen Working Moms on Netflix?
No.
Why are you bringing such amazing new things to our world?
I know.
It's it's got like six seasons. They just came out with sixth season. It's fun. I like it. God, what else? The Kardashians.
No, you're watching the Kardashians.
You know I am.
I always, every time I see it, Laura and I have talked about this in the past, the target marketing that we get on like Facebook and social media, where we're all seeing the same ads where they're like, today on the Kardashians.
Yep.
And I have no interest in the Kardashians, but I see enough of their promos that I'm like, I should sit down and watch that. Mm-hmm. But then I never do.
Yeah, I feel like I know everything about them and I've never seen an episode. It's really crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm not like super invested. I just think it's kind of fascinating how they went from, you know, I don't know. It's just, it's fascinating to me.
They are a fascinating family.
No, they're a fascinating family.
Yeah. And then Teen Mom, obviously, because that's great.
Obviously.
Duh. Law and Order SVU, always.
Okay. That's an oldie and goodie.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Kind of those things. Then like wrapping up some other ones like Big Sky and what's another one? There's one that's, This Is Us. I'm just trying to get through it.
Like, oh yeah. We got to, the season's been hard. A hard start to get into, and I'm starting to read spoilers because I'm still kind of behind. But I'm starting to read spoilers that are like, get ready to cry, get your tissues out. Which again, target marketing, but I'm in it.
Is it really a big tearjerker?
Oh yeah, This Is Us is, it's really, I think it is probably, personally, I think it is some of the best writing that has ever been on television.
I think
they weave the story.
The last couple seasons, I'm kind of like, okay, come
on. It's been hard. It fell off. Like those first couple of seasons were so good. Mm-hmm. No show can live up to that much goodness. And then they've kind of fallen off a little bit, but I hear they're going to come back at the end. So we're going to see.
Did you guys watch Parenthood?
The movie?
The show?
There was a show.
Oh, I saw a couple episodes, but it didn't really.
Wasn't there a movie? Didn't suck you in? It, whenever I think of This Is Us, I think of Parenthood. And that's probably why I didn't jump into it, because I was so obsessed with Parenthood. I loved it so much. I mean, I could not even adequately express how wonderful okay. that show is.
I will have to check it out.
But This Is Us kind of follows a similar format of just like, okay. it's just like a family that does things that make you cry a lot.
Okay.
And it's just, it's beautiful.
Only one at a time. I'll finish This Is Us and yes. give myself a break.
Don't you dare do both because nope. your husband will start to worry about you.
All this tear mark. Talk about our lives.
All those streaks of tears down your face.
Yeah. So speaking okay. of shows, can we jump into Super Pups? Because I have so yeah. much to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Well, okay. So before we do, we talk about the premise, Kara.
Yeah.
Should they watch it?
Okay. So my answer is this is, I struggled with this answer a lot. Heather, I'm sorry. But the question is, should they watch it? Mm-hmm. My answer is no.
Okay. Mm.
Can they watch it? Absolutely. Is this going to harm anybody? No. Is it something that I, now I will say though, the more I watched it and I watched all of season one, the mm-hmm. more I got into it, the more I got into it.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
But when I wrote down my answer the first time, I wrote no.
Mm.
Okay, Laura, should they watch it?
I wrote the exact freaking thing. I said, should they watch it? No. Could they watch it? Yes. That is exactly. We're becoming the same freaking person.
We're becoming the same person. We've done this too long now, but I'm really interested. Heather,
yes.
should they watch it?
Yeah, I think yes. I think it had a lot of science in there, which I was like, because I was, you know, I answered the questions that you gave me a sheet, thankfully, because otherwise I would have been, I don't even know what I would have written down. But, you know, it's like, is it educational? I was like, it's not a lot of learning. And I was like, but there's a lot of intro to science stuff. There was, you know, emotional things that they were touching on. And so I was like, yeah, I think so. There are parts where I was like, I don't really love that. I don't know when you want to get into more nitty gritty, but there are definitely some parts where I was like, I hate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I, again, my notes are so jumbled. I feel like we should start and tell everybody what the show is about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to write a synopsis. This was difficult for me. I didn't like the one that I found online. So I wrote down, basically, a year ago, there's a baby alien that looks like an anime bunny that crashes into Earth and is captured by these actors that are totally questioning their existence. Oh, I mean, sorry. The rabbit is actually captured by scientists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But oh my God, the actors that are playing these scientists, I have so much to say about, but we're going to get there.
But we don't know why the alien crashes, the rabbit crashes right. into Earth.
We get
it's
no backstory.
It's literally strapped into it, what seems to be a fully functioning
spaceship
that it uses to crash into Earth. So I don't know if it was playing in the spaceship because it's a baby alien bunny.
Yeah. Did the parents just lose the bunny? Did the bunny choose to go to Earth? Did the parents send the bunny to Earth?
I think they must have lost track of the bunny and it was in a spaceship and in the little baby ship. And it was like, what does this button do?
Yeah.
And then, but we don't know that. This is Kara and I supposing.
Okay. But then the alien is kind of the backdrop to the whole thing because there's these really like clumsy and dumb scientists who mm-hmm. are going to bring four puppies in to be friends with the aliens.
Yeah, you know, because no, in a small we have to slow down because the premise is so loaded and we have to let our listeners know everything about it because it's crazy. It crashes into a small town.
Uh-huh.
And it's an observatory that finds them, but they also have like an underbelly observatory of like secret agents that decide that they want to keep this bunny.
But do they ever decide?
Like,
do they
only
ever
like
say
five
why?
Of them.
Do
no,
they ever say
never.
What the purpose is of keeping the bunny?
No, I mean, of course, I'm sure it's just like a government spy reason.
I mean,
right?
I remember one of them saying at one point it's to bring the other aliens to Earth, and I'm like, why
okay.
would you do that?
Why
so
are you inviting
them?
Yeah, and run studies on them, all that. But there's like five people. Literally, that's working in this government agency.
I mean, that's
agency.
The entire mm-hmm. government.
It's a tiny, tiny organization that's taking charge of this
well,
operation.
Well, there are five main people, but they have lots of, like, muscle.
That is true.
Okay, I only saw a few. I guess maybe there was more. I just was, my eyes were closed at the time when I was laughing so hard. But then the alien gets lonely.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so they decide that he's reading this book that has four, that is about four different breeds of puppies. And what do you know? They find these exact breeds of puppy in real life to give to the alien so that he has friends.
And then the alien gives the four puppies superpowers.
Yes.
And then the puppies escape. And they decide they need to get the puppies back. And they don't. They don't say that they should give they get the puppies back because the puppies now have superpowers and that's a threat to national security. They say they want to get the puppies back because the alien is lonely. They really want to make this alien happy.
Well, and the alien tried to escape too and got caught.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And do the five people in the government agency know that the puppies have superpowers? I mean, they figure it out. But in the very beginning, is it just like get their friends back or is it get the superpowered puppies back?
Great question.
Do you know, Heather? I don't
know. I think they just wanted everything.
they just wanted it all.
They just mine.
Basically, when the writers got together, they were like, we just need puppies that are going to be superheroes. These puppies are going to find kids so that we can have really cute kids that are going to be involved in saving the puppies and saving the aliens' life. Everybody's going to all work together to try to go back and save the alien who, by the way, now that the puppy friends are gone, has fallen into a deep, dark depression.
Yes.
Which they do talk about quite a bit. And now
and it's slowly killing her.
And the depression is actually killing her.
So which is accurate. I think if you have long-term anxiety and depression, which they touch on.
Yeah. That's true. That's very
true. My synopsis did end with, oh yeah, Dave Foley is there sometimes.
Which one's Dave Foley?
Dave Foley is the grandpa.
Oh, the grandpa. Oh, right.
Dave Foley is a really well-known actor, as is, it's Harlan Williams. Is that right? I forgot to write his name down. But there's two pretty big name actors in the show. I feel like Harlan is really excited to have this job. And he's like, you know what? I'm here to have fun. This is a fun show. There's puppies and superheroes. And Dave Foley is like, this is where my career ends. And I feel like that just screams. Every scene with Dave Foley, his misery is so intense that I feel it.
I don't know why. This is such a fun movie to be a part of.
Everybody else is having an absolute blast with it.
I would have had so much fun on this set.
This is so much fun.
It's so bonkers. There is no renewal yet for the season, if that tells anyone anything.
Well, I think how they ended it, like, what are they going to do? I mean, I guess they could continue on with the Super Pups, right?
Yeah, you're right. Like the alien. Well, I guess we shouldn't say, but I mean, I think everyone
don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, don't want to spoil what happens. But I guess at this point, everyone can assume that it all works out in the end.
Yes, and there is a human that becomes super powered. So yeah, I guess you're right, Heather. There's not a lot that they like leave open, right?
Yeah, I mean, you can.
I mean, I guess the Super Pups stayed on Earth so they could become, you know, the new Fantastic Four.
But this is from the creators of Air Bud. And we all know that Air Bud, like, we're on like Air Bud 20 at this point. Like, Air Bud has gone and gone and gone.
Yeah. So who is the audience? It's rated Y7. I think it could go younger. Then seven?
Yeah, Baker's four, he liked it. He was like, my favorite is Zeta. I was like, well, first of all, it's Zeta.
First of all, say the name right.
No, they kept saying Zeta. I was like, that's
you're right. Terrible. It's Zeta.
You're like, that's not how we pronounce that word. I do think that some kids could be confused by the timeline because it does jump around, especially if they aren't readers yet and can't see the words. Because there's, I mean, in every episode, it's like 2 weeks earlier, 1 year earlier.
Yeah.
So that might need some explaining to them. But as far as appropriateness goes, I feel like Baker's age makes sense, like four.
Yeah.
Michael was into it. I mean, actually,
four and up.
Actually, I'm not going to speak for Michael in that way. As we were watching it, he did tell me this was one of the dumbest shows I've made him watch.
Really?
Oh, really?
He did say that. But then he also was engaged the entire time and watched all 10 episodes with me.
Yeah.
He wasn't tuning out. He was still fully tuned in. And talking about the show as it was happening, like, and laughing at the appropriate stuff, and so he was really into it. But I think he recognized, like, this is all kind of silly. But it's, but they don't hide the fact that it's silly. Like they take it to the silliest places they can imagine taking it to.
Yes. I at times wasn't sure if they knew what, if they were self-aware. Do you know what I mean? Like, I loved it. That is the love that I had for it. And I did hope that they were self-aware.
Very intentional. I doubted it in the middle, but by the last three episodes, I absolutely thought the ridiculousness was 100% intentional.
Yeah. Especially with the villain.
Especially with what?
The villain.
The villain. Well, Rocco.
He is by far my favorite.
Okay. I feel like, Heather, this was your show. You need to describe Rocco.
He is the... He's just like, he probably got picked on as a kid, right? This is, I'm guessing, his backstory. And he was probably super uncool in his youth. And so as an adult, he has to try to overcompensate for that. So he's like this muscle car and like tries to be super cool, but winds up everything happening wrong to him. And then in the further on, he does get superpowers, but it is wacky superpower. It's a wacky superpower. He embraces it, but it's gross.
I love what you're saying, because that if that were true, if that is his origin story, that would make total sense who he transforms into.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they even say he transformed into his worst self.
Yeah, so maybe who he was.
I didn't understand why it became a different actor. When he transformed into his worst self, it became a different, like, there was an actual different person playing the part. Mm. And I don't think I've ever felt so bad for an actor in my entire life as I felt for that guy. And he embraced it. And he was like, I'm here, I'm getting paid, and I'm going to do it. But his job, and I'm going to go ahead and say it, his job was to show up and literally be a snot-nosed teenager.
Yeah.
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 And talk about, I'm a pimply face, snot nose, disgusting teenager. And I was like, as an actor, I would hate to be cast and have to show up and be like, I was cast because I can so perfectly portray this horrible, disgusting thing. I couldn't get stage makeup
and stuff like that. They can do so much.
No question. But I was like, good for him for being like, hey, it's a gig. I'm going to take it. It's ridiculous, but I'm going to blow my snot balls and be totally okay with my life.
I was also surprised they changed characters.
Yeah, that for me was very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine for children that would be really confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a choice.
I wish they would have kept the same actor, because he was embracing the ridiculousness of it. I think he would have been great. I wish they would have kept the same actor and still made him that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
That was a really fun role, I felt, and I felt like he had a good time playing it. It's the thing that villains in kid shows are actually really fun characters in general, because they kind of get, like, they're the punching bag of the show. They do a lot of, like, comedic acting. I grew up with Home Alone, so Larry and Marv, like, they're a lot more, like, lovable and entertaining to watch, in my opinion, than maybe an adult movie where you just kind of start to hate the person.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so he really, I thought, did it. He was my favorite, like I said.
Oh, he was super fun.
He was super cute,
I mean,
too.
Everybody, honest to goodness, all the actors, like I said, totally embraced it, except for Dave Foley, who, and I think he did his part just fine. I just felt his sorrow. But the kids were adorable. There was one character that was actually recurring from a show that we have reviewed previously, The Babysitter's Club. Little Miss Claudia, who was my favorite from The Babysitter's Club, is in this show as well. She plays one of the kids who finds one of the dogs, and she is still her fun little sassy self. I love that actress.
I do too. And that's another reason why I feel like this show needs to be renewed, because The Babysitter's Club was canceled and I want this girl to have work. And she needs to be working. And
She's working.
Okay. So is this fluffy or educational? Heather touched on there is some science conversation.
I'm interested, Heather, in you expanding on that more. What science did you find the most interesting?
I just like the how they were explaining some things, and I should have written it down, but it was like, and they were like atmosphere and the, I can't even remember, but I remember being like, oh, there is some science in there. Oh, these are great terms that they're, I mean, and they didn't go deep into it. It's not like they were like in the ancestral, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They just kind of touched on it. And so I thought it was really cool that they, and none of these educational topics, I feel like went deep, but at least it's giving them a connection. I think in the future that they can be like, oh, I remember hearing that, or this word sounds familiar or something like that.
I saw that in Super Pups.
There was one scene that I can totally think of that proves your point. It's when they take the dogs to the vet to figure out why their dogs are behaving in these strange ways. Mm-hmm. And the vet goes through and does, the most expensive, incredible testing that you could possibly do on an animal. I mean, we are talking, we had sonograms going on. Mm-hmm. We had MRIs taking place. Mm-hmm. We had EKGs in full effect. There was a stress test done on one of the dogs.
Yep.
There were so many thousands and thousands of dollars mm-hmm. of medical procedures yep. were done on these animals. Nobody paid. Nobody cared.
The parents are going to get a bill in about a week and be like, wait a second.
What is this?
Yeah.
but it did. It was interesting. Outside of my adult brain was watching this and going, who's paying for this? Why do they have all of these machines? It is true that Michael at the end of that episode actually did mention something about the testing, and like they were explaining, like, you know, normal, like, and they talked about the breeds of dogs too. Like, this breed typically has, you know, an excess of saliva because it helps them track and smell, and that was for the bloodhound. And then they would go in and explain, and this dog has an excess of that by this percentage, and that's why. So there absolutely was some science going on. Mm-hmm.
And anytime the little Scottish terrier thought, it would show their brain, you know, the neurons in the brain. I'm assuming that's what it is. I don't know. Science.
Yeah.
But
no, it's true. Like, I think there was, and I always like shows that kind of do it subtly. So it's not like, hey, we're going to educate you mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. where it's kind of interspersed in to bring curiosity is always fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They did take the opportunity to do that. And then as somebody who doesn't really know a lot about that, it seemed like it made sense. So I'm guessing it was spot on. I don't know why I'm putting that much faith in them, though, because there are other parts that are just wrong. And that's why. And how about when we move, let's move on to Will Parents Like It and talk about some of those things that will be unavoidable if you watch this as a parent. There are so many plot holes that I think it would be hard for parents to love it unless you walk into it knowing that this is not a place that they were focusing on. Can we just talk about our favorite plot holes or storylines that maybe they just did not think through? Does anyone have some? If not, I can jump right in.
Yeah. When they were trying to escape and like the alien has superpowers and like didn't use them.
Right. None.
Like did nothing. Nothing. I can make this whole thing go away. And like, nope, I'm just going to get caught.
Like I could control and change all of these people and create all the havoc mm-hmm. in the world. But yep. I'm just going to sit here and read my book and be super sad.
Her parents must be pissed at her all the time.
All the time. What always a disappointment.
They named her wrong.
Right? Yeah, they're calling her Zeta.
Zeta, and her name's Zeta.
So rude. You know what I loved? I loved that each of these dogs had collars and tags on them when they escaped. And the people who found them, including the sheriff, all decided to keep them without checking to
see,
is anyone looking for them?
Yep.
If the dogs have collars, someone gave it to them and they have a home. But the humans were like, you're mine now. You're my dog. They look at it and they're like, oh, your name is Lily or whatever. You're mine now. Hi, Lily. And it's like, that's not how you find a dog. That's not the process.
That's not how that works. Like you actually are supposed to try to find their owner. When you took them to the vet to do like $20,000 in testing, why didn't you scan for a chip?
They found a chip. They just didn't know.
They found those trackers and then they threw them in the trash.
That's true. They were like, get the trackers out of the dog, throw them in the trash.
And with the chips, like why did that kid say, oh, Get rid of yours. Why don't you just take them and get rid of them?
Get rid of, just rid like, of all of
just
them.
Just take it.
Yeah, give me the chip and I'm going to go properly dispose of them. Yeah, it was, yeah. Hey, by the way, there's a chip. Get it gone. Meet me at dawn.
And
yeah.
Then one of the dog leads the child back to the lab. And instead of the child saying, this must be their home. Like the dog knows this place. Instead, he just goes, is there someone else in there that you need to break out? Like that was his way of saying there must be something in there. I mean, he's correct, but like, right. How did you know that just because the dog took you there? Like if it were me, I'd be like, this dog must, its mom or dad is in there.
They must have watched Lassie on the door. As kids.
Exactly. I'm going to go knock on the door because this top secret place, you could literally just go knock on the door
yeah. And
be like, is this your dog?
You know what? One of the things that I was so sucked in, and this is not a plot hole, but the CGI is some of the worst CGI we've seen. And their dogs' mouths, some of them, the poor big dog that shows up, the older dog, the wise guy, his is so bad, the CGI of his mouth. Yes. It literally deforms his face.
It does.
Like he no longer looks like an actual dog. And there was so much bad CGI, but my favorite one was, it was in episode 3. I wrote it down. There is a guy who gets pulled out of a fire by one of the dogs. You can actually see him giving the dog a treat.
Yes.
And it's not supposed to look like that. Like it's, but you can see him getting the dog to do the different things and giving the dog treats.
I thought they made a thing about that though, because he worked at the pet store and he was like, I thought he had mentioned, here's a treat.
Oh, maybe I missed it.
I think so. Because I was like, I also noticed that. And I was like, oh, well, he works there.
Oh, I thought it was bad editing, just given everything else going on.
No, I don't think so. I think they meant to do it.
Okay, then we need to fast forward because Laura actually texted me about this one. What about when they discover the one dog can do with its bark that it can like
supersonic.
Create this supersonic yes. effect? The pigs, when it blows the pigs in
fake.
The air, are yes. totally the fakest pigs ever.
So fake.
I thought they were supposed to be fake, and then the other pig mentioned. I was like, what?
No, yeah, the special effects. The non-CGI special effects on here are so amazing. Like, like the guy, when Rocco turns into the pimply teenager and falls off the cliff, they didn't even bother to find a stunt double that looks like him. He looks like Tom Cruise. It is so awesome.
Oh, but yeah. When he was falling, I was like, that is not the same person.
You're like, that is not Rocco. Back to the CGI mouth movement, though, I have always kind of had an issue with CGI mouth movement in animals. Is that just me? Because I'm more of like a look who's talking kind of a person where they don't move their mouths and you just kind of hear the voice, you know?
See,
Homeward Bound did that.
Yeah.
You know, and then you have that as a choice. And then you also have this as a choice where they're moving their mouths. And I do not like giving animals human-like features, I guess, in
okay,
that way.
But I grew up with Mr. Ed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. And they would actually give him food to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have a CGI mouth. So I don't mind the animals talking.
It's a matter of taste then. Heather, what about you?
At first watching this, I was like, ugh, animals that talk, like real animals that talk like a pass. Yeah. But then I got into it. I was fine with it.
Okay.
It was fine.
Okay. Andre's grandfather, his caregiver goes missing. Nobody calls CPS to relocate this child. Everyone knows the grandpa is missing and they are letting this kid live alone on a boat.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody is worried about him.
I feel like this is kind of a small town. You know, if you look at any shows about Alaska or whatever, I feel like that would be totally spot on.
That is very similar to where
they would let him live alone.
Yeah.
He's 12, maybe.
Where I grew up. Yeah. Actually, that one's not as...
Okay. Okay. Well, what about this? What about this?
It's more concerning that they just didn't care that he was gone.
Yeah, he's
but the grandpa about the kid. It's more like, where's grandpa?
Well, when they try to find out, because he goes to the jail. The sheriff puts him in jail. The little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he goes and gets like hamburgers or something. And then the boy escapes very dramatically. Half of the jail is missing by the time he escapes. And he just goes back on his boat. Nobody follows him.
Nobody addresses the elephant.
They're like, oh, darn, he escaped. Oh, well. I mean, they know where he goes.
We'll rebuild that wall.
They just let him go. And he just goes back home. Nobody follows them. This is just, it's bonkers. And speaking of inadequate adult reasoning, the main villain, not Rocco, but the main guy, is dating one of the kids' mothers, mm-hmm. and he doesn't even notice that she has a new puppy. Like, yeah. One of the puppies, and it's one of the puppies that he is, in fact, looking for. So he is not connecting the dots here as a villain searching for super-powered puppies who escaped your lab that day. The animals escape his lab that day, and his girlfriend's daughter happens to have a puppy that day. He doesn't go like, can I just look at that puppy for a second? He just goes, he's like, okay, cool, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, he's like even, there.
Yeah, when they were breaking in, the puppies were walking past and nobody cared.
Nobody.
Nobody like, oh, that's a puppy. We're looking for something similar. Let me see that puppy. No.
Yeah. I also have a question. Where did the Scottish Terrier come from? Because he has a Scottish accent and yet he is a puppy. So how did he develop the accent?
I think they were just trying to add some character to it.
I mean, because he's Scottish. And yeah. I did actually immediately look up and I was like, is this actor Scottish?
But isn't language learned, right? We learn language. We are not born. If I am born in Australia, I do not come out speaking Australian in an Australian accent. I don't come out speaking Australian. That is weird. I do not come out speaking English with an Australian accent. You learn that from everyone right. around you. Mm-hmm. And this Scottish Terrier is a puppy born in the U.S. And they gave him...
That didn't... As many... What?
But also, the dogs talk, so there we are.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one
You're
was
right.
low.
You're right.
And I also could not figure out if the voice actor was actually from Scotland or if he was putting the accent on. Because I'm not familiar with the other stuff he was in, and I didn't dive that deep.
Oh, as you can tell, I was at the bottom of the ocean with this one. I dove so deep.
I just was really excited whenever the scientists had to go be around Zeta Zeta.
The Zeta Zeta Bunny?
Yeah, I could not stop staring at their hazard suits because I am 100% positive that those were left over from E.T.
What? What do
Look
you mean?
Look at the hazard suits. Okay. They're the most ridiculous hazard suits ever. Like the way that and they're these really, because again, this is low budget, guys. And so when they went to lift off the like top part of it, they actually put in like a sound effect that was like, like it would have so this good. Like removal of this. I'm like, dude, those are just the same plastic suits that they were using in E.T.
But, oh, so good.
Low budget for days.
So good. Oh, okay. What about when Rocco, the villain, he falls into like a tub of fish guts and then he has to walk around all day with the same outfit on. And so the costume department decided in order to make him look wet the entire time, they were just going to put glitter all over him.
So I didn't even notice that.
His outfit is literally sparkling with glitter the entire rest of the day. I loved it. So much. It made me so happy to look at. I'm like, you are so glittery, Rocco. I love you so much.
Oh, one other hole in the story is where that when they were breaking in and the lab person, the little girl takes her coat and then the lab person goes in to get her coat and then she doesn't say anything about it. Like, oh, it's missing. That's weird. I'll go to work now.
She's just like...
And how did she get in that area?
Like what?
Heather, you brought us such
a gem. And this is like 20% of the of the show. I recommend if you enjoy this kind of a show where it's just so bonkers and odd choices everywhere, you got to watch it. You have to.
But yet still entertaining because the question that you asked, like, will parents like it? Well, I mean, I sat through the whole thing and I get bored really easily and I have a hard time focusing on things and I did watch this.
Yeah.
I wish they would have made the first episode shorter, though. It's almost an, it's like 47 minutes or something.
It's
like
47
that.
Minutes. Yeah. The first episode is 47 minutes, and then they're like 25 minutes after yeah. that. But that yeah. first episode is definitely like, it's its own little mini movie.
Yes.
Then you got to get to 9 more episodes at 25 minutes. This is this is not a sit down quickly and watch or skip ahead. Like this is you. This is a commitment.
Yeah. Okay. So was there anything else? Well, is there anything that we wanted to talk about that we liked about the show?
I like that it showed teamwork, different personalities, problem solving. And then I like how they introduced, like I said, the mental health issues with depression and anxiety and then vocabulary. And they also even touched on veganism.
Yeah. And pretty extensively and like how it can benefit your body. And yeah.
Yeah. All like soft introductions to things that could be used as tools to talk to your kids about, you know, if it ever comes up at home.
All facts. I was so blocked and locked in on just thinking about the actors that I know all of that stuff is there.
Yeah.
For me, it didn't hit me because I was just like, why did they make that choice? Yeah. Like, I couldn't get out of my own knowing the industry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I can see that. The storyline did have fun concepts to it that I enjoyed. I loved the scene with the volunteer firefighters. I mean, it's an entertaining show. And there are those teachable moments. There is also some conversation about the dogs being puppies. And so they have a lot to learn. And I think that this was a good lesson to use if you wanted to talk to your kid about owning a puppy, if you're thinking about doing that, that it takes some patience, or if you wanted to liken them to children since both have some growing to do. There was that theme that they would talk about quite a bit throughout the show. They're just puppies. So yeah, you could use that, I think, also for teachable moments.
Okay, but now I'm dying. Can we draw problematic? Okay. I want to go into what's problematic.
Okay. Heather, what did you think?
Yeah, two things came to mind immediately. I think the first episode, one of the boys with the toddler sister, he just left her. Yeah. he just left her to chase after the Scottish dog. I was like, I'm sorry, wait, what?
Yep. that poor baby gets left so much. Yeah. Her, like, and why is her not that very old brother the one who seems to be almost constantly in charge of her?
Well, his dad's a ding dong is the number one reason. But I mean, where was the mom? The mom showed up at the end.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was like, the first one. I was like, he left the baby. And then just them going into the burning building, like the Super Pups screen, they were Super Pups, but still I was like, Baker, you don't go into burning buildings, do you? He's like, no. I was like, you always ask for help or stay outside, or, you know, I was like, don't go in even after anybody, nobody.
There's some behavior choices that definitely need to be considered or communicated to your kid about when watching this. You know, also JJ steals a car. There's some lying to caregivers that these kids do.
Yep.
There's also some rude behavior. Like JJ gets very rude with the pet shop owner, and he does like some aggressive posturing towards the pet shop owner, like almost looks like he's wanting to fight him. So things like that you want to be mindful of if you're watching this.
And there is the whole theme of kidnapping, like from Zeta gets kidnapped. And then, the way the kids just, we already addressed this, but the way the kids just took the puppies and were like, we don't care if they have owners. Mm-hmm. They're ours now.
Yeah.
I could see some of those being problems. The acting. Why? the choice to make every single adult in the show an absolute bumbling idiot was really hard for me. I'm like, can somebody just be... I mean, even the sheriff, who was supposed to be the voice of reason, even he had bumbling moments that I was like the volunteer firefighters, it was a really funny scene, but it was great. Like, come on.
Yeah.
How did you make it this far in the process that you're who they're relying on? Where are the real firefighters that are going to come in and take care of this problem?
Yeah. How is everyone still alive?
Yeah. There was a lot of like, whoa, man.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's also a lot of gross humor. There's lots of snot.
A lot of snot.
And pee. Lots of peeing.
Couple of little toot jokes.
Toots, yeah.
That was also an association with the vegan diet. So yes. There you go.
Also, speaking of that, I thought it was a really sweet moment that they, you know, decided to use that. It's also a good opportunity, I think, if you have a pet, to have a conversation with your kid that some fruits and vegetables are harmful to dogs. Mm-hmm. And so if you, you know, because I know a lot of kids want to feed dogs, you know, their own food. So just kind of having that conversation, since you're seeing this dog eating vegetables, like, yes, he can eat broccoli, but he cannot eat a grape. He can, you know, there's certain foods that are toxic to dogs.
And even though humans can survive on a vegan diet, there are many animals that cannot.
Yes.
So Right. Everybody is different.
Yeah, you can have it. It did open up the doors for that kind of a conversation, which is pretty cool. One of the dogs has a tagline, and he says booyah a lot. And another dog has a move that he calls the razzle dazzle. And I found those things offensive. So I thought
you did? What? How?
It's just too much.
Just threw you over.
I'm offended.
Okay.
Also, the phrase slamma damma ballorama was used, and I find that offensive.
Okay, so Laura is offended by taglines. Laura is offended by personal slogans.
So many taglines in this movie. And I'm like, obviously kidding, but did you guys notice all of the crazy?
There's so many, like, ba-ba-da-bow. Yeah.
So crazy.
There is some crazy writing in this, no question.
Yeah, some of it was really wacky. But I felt like this show was one of those, like, so bad it's good. I can
so much
rewatch
fun.
This with liquor for sure.
You can make it turn into a drinking game.
Oh, for sure. Speaking of booyah, we would need to take our time.
That's what we need to do, is have Heather come back. We can turn this into a drinking game. Watch it all together.
Yep.
Yeah, Laura actually texted me at one point and said, please tell me you haven't watched the last few episodes. And we were already done at that point. Yeah. And I was like, we have. She said, oh, I've wanted to watch this together so bad.
I wanted to be able to look at somebody and be like, did you just see that?
Yeah,
see that? Yeah, let's talk. Right? Exactly, Heather. Exactly that. I think a group watch for this is definitely in the cards for me someday, and you are both invited.
Oh, I'm there.
I'm sorry. I feel like a changed person after watching this show. I am not the same person I was a few days ago. Good.
There's pre-Super Pups and post-Super Pups.
Yep, we gotta watch it again. So good.
Yeah, Heather, seriously, we were so glad that you brought this show to us, because this was, we had a lot of fun.
Because some shows, it's they're obviously going to be a good show, you know, and we watch it and we review it and it's fun to watch. But this one really took us to a different planet, should I say?
Yeah. Oh.
It was out of this world, possibly. And so I really appreciated that I got to sit down and watch this. It was beautiful.
I do love that the toddler baby and the toddler alien were able to communicate.
Right?
Because that makes sense.
That was cute. That was cute. And yeah, also, why?
Why?
I feel like every note that I made started with why.
Oh, yeah. Every note I made started with I love. I love how this is happening. I love that they did this. I love this choice. Even though Kara and I said no.
Again, it was a hard question, because should they is so different than could they and can
it's
they.
So
and
funny.
And yeah.
Oh, man.
When you compare it to so many of the shows that we've reviewed that it's like, yes, they should watch this.
Right.
This has so much benefit to watching this. And then this one was like, oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
So good.
Heather, thank you so much for joining us, for coming on the show. This one was absolutely one of our favorites.
Yeah, thank you so much. And before we say goodbye, is there anything you want to promote or talk about for your podcast?
No, we're just all, I mean, if you have any ideas or anything you want us to cover on I Can't Mom Today podcast, we're happy to hear you. We have a Facebook group page, I Can't Mom Today podcast. And then you can email us as well at icantmomtodaypodcast@gmail.com. We talk about everything under the sun on motherhood, the great parts, the horrible parts, and just everything in between.
Yeah, you guys are so much fun, Heather and Vera. You really do. Yeah. I mean, it's like we're moms and we're going to talk about the things that we deal with as moms. And we love listening to you guys. So we're excited that you joined us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I had so much fun. And anytime you want me back, I'm willing to binge some shows.
Yes. Awesome. We would love to have you back on. Absolutely.
Well, that's our show, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. And please join us next week when we are going back in time to review a classic movie, Crocodile Dundee.
Oh, I have so many. I haven't even watched it again.
Nope.
And I already have so many thoughts just from watching the trailer. I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's coming.
Cannot wait to hear, Kara. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Subscribe and follow us on Instagram.